Huzzah!
Let's do this.
How's it going?
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh. Oh my god, give me some light. Oh. Yeah.
Mm.
To be fair, it's not bad.
It's not bad.
No, it could be worse, bro.
Not an empty stomach.
Right, let's get started.
Whew.
Yeah.
Yo.
I'm sweating.
Oh, I'm yacked already.
This is going live.
Oh shit.
This is gonna be in.
Please.
And listen, we can't use this.
Okay.
Yeah, we can. Let's do it.
Welcome to episode 18 of the BJ Report. I am your host, Barty, and with me,
Jerry.
Yes, and our guest,
Iqbal.
Hey. He's our first guest of the BJ Report.
So
perfect. Right.
Happy days, man.
Happy days.
Crack, kick us off.
Absolutely. Well, it's been a while. It's been a bit of time.
You can
taken
tell.
Away.
You
yeah,
can tell,
absolutely.
Actually.
We can definitely tell. Well, I mean, let's have a bit of a recap. So since we last had our episode 17, we've had the Euros. England losing to Euros.
Yeah.
I mean, what else? We've had the first transgender to compete in the Olympics.
Oh.
Yeah.
We had Kosovo winning 2 gold medals. Philippines, unfortunately, with the one.
Dickhead.
With the one. Bangladesh
one.
Was in the audience.
You've got one, you know.
Yeah, but you stole it.
Stole it.
You bought that.
It's gold plated.
If anything.
Honestly, and we've had, what else? We've had, I mean, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. They're back together. Huh?
Oh, she's so banging. Oh.
Mental.
Is that the one with the picture where they're slapping each other's asses?
Probably.
Could be.
Yeah. Could be.
I don't know.
But
could
welcome.
Be Pornhub.
Okay.
but welcome to the BJ Report, so the comedy podcast where we take different views and news articles from around the world with the sole purpose of just dissecting them and taking the piss out of them for the sole purpose to learn what, Iqbal?
Absolutely nothing.
Yay. Exactly. Yay. Exactly. How have we been? It's been a while since episode 17. A lot has gone on around the world. The world is changing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There are more COVID cases, but there's more vaccinations.
Big up.
You know, big up. You know, respect. Have you had
your second job? How you been anyway? Fuck all of that. How you been?
We've been great.
No, I'm asking about you.
Me personally,
as
I've been.
A human being.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, you look different. You look better.
I've gone taller, guys. I don't know if you noticed. I'm taller. Yeah, I'm taller.
It looks weirder.
I don't look weirder.
It's more creepy.
we're not creepy. We're just we're healthy. We're eating healthy. We're doing things differently.
Okay, respect that.
Respect. Jerry, how have you been? People want to know, how have you been? You know, I get emails every single day.
I don't think they do. I think they...
People email me every single day.
They really don't.
The BJ Report.
I'm great. I feel good, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's been a while. And obviously, we'll try not to let any of these gaps, you know, happen in the future. You know, we're trying to keep episodes more consistent.
Well, why are you staring at the camera, bro?
Well, I want to speak to the audience directly.
Yeah, you said don't look at the camera.
Yeah.
Now you're looking.
I love you guys. Without you guys, there is no... Oh, sorry. Sorry, Iqbal, you wanted to say something. Sorry, you're all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
It looks like
I'm good, guys. I'm good.
You're good, yeah?
You don't have to be cautious.
Actually, I want to pick up on something. So, did we delay the BJ Report?
Well, we'll find that out when I discuss my article. We'll find out exactly the reason why.
So, what we can do? We're going to kick it off?
Well, do you know what? Should we do another shot and then kick it off? Because the first one, I'm telling you what, alright, it's getting me sweating right now. I'm telling you, it's hitting me already.
Me and Jerry haven't lined our stomach.
I haven't lined my stomach for the last 4 months, mate. I don't know what lining is.
Not supposed to be saying. Disclaimer.
Okay, first of all. Right, so before we kick it off for article number one, let's do another shot.
Oh,
big up the Manda.
Hey, hiya. Let me get some lime.
Okay.
I think I took someone else's lime.
There's no juice there, bro. It's empty.
Lucky for you.
Oh my day.
First vaccination.
Right. So should we kick off with article one?
All right. Where we kick it off?
Well, shall I go with my one first?
Yeah. Go on.
Yeah. Should we do that, Jerry?
No, mate. Mine.
You want to go for yours first?
Mine's
let's do it.
Let's do mine first.
Let's do yours first.
And then we'll end with a big finale, right?
Oh, yeah. I like that. That's a good idea. Let's do that.
Do you know what I mean? So let's mine, guess what it's about? It's Mackie D's, mate.
Ooh.
Now, everyone loves a bit of Mackie D's.
Talk dirty to
so,
me.
Basically, right, there's a woman who once ate 6 McDonald's meals a day. I don't know how
6 McDonald's meals?
Yeah.
Well, the average person has about fucking 3. So what the fuck is you fitting 6?
Look, banter aside, I don't even know how you eat.
Wait, breakfast, 6. Lunch and dinner?
Yeah.
There's
so there's
left.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, then you've got tea, then you've got probably...
What are you saying like that? Tea?
Tea.
We have tea and chapati and...
Hey, I take offense to that.
Oh, what? Because you're Swedish.
All right, tea.
Okay,
Tea.
I had tea in Barnes once. It was the best tea I've ever had.
Imagine, bro. So good. In a row.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to comment on that.
Okay, good. All right, cool. Okay. So, yeah, basically, she ate 6 McDonald's meals a day. I have no idea how that's possible. And now she's Miss Great Britain finalist.
How on earth did she pull that off?
Yeah, so basically, a woman from Swansea.
Right.
She ate all of this stuff. Her name is, big up her name, Christy Logan. 31.
Oh, big up Christy.
Wait, I realised, Swansea, that's Swansea. Wales. So they shag sheep down there, right?
Not all of them, some of them.
For it's part-time?
Yeah, it's part-time. It's part-time. It's like a weekend thing. It's
minimum
like,
40, there's like, was it, maximum 14 hours a week? 20?
You know what? I spoke with someone, there's more sheep in Wales than actual people. I don't know if someone could confirm that for me. It's always been bugging me for some reason.
But has it, if it's bugged you that much, why the fuck didn't you just Google it?
That's true.
That's a good
and
point.
And how long ago was it, how long was the conversation with this person?
Yeah, and what was it like?
Yeah, it was actually in work. I'm not going to mention where I work, but it was just at work.
Okay, so it's at work. Okay, yeah. Where do you work? Just is it?
Well, I work in property, but I would have mentioned the company.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, please.
Heaven
don't.
Fucking forbid.
Don't do that, please.
Okay, cool. So you mentioned you were speaking to someone at work.
Yeah.
And they said that they fuck goats for a living.
Well, there's actually a running joke in the at work where he's a sheep shagger.
Okay.
He probably knows who he is. Okay. He probably doesn't watch the BJ report, but I wish he does.
I wish he does. You can also subscribe and let us know what you think.
Like, subscribe, and follow.
Follow at underscore the BJ.
Underscore the BJ report on Instagram. Please do like and subscribe. And follow and all that jazz. But yeah, so if that is the case, you know, if there's more sheep than humans, you're going to get horny.
Yeah.
You're going to test things out.
I can't believe you're talking about fucking a sheep.
I'm not saying it's the good thing to do.
You know what? What's that?
I'm saying if you're in Wales and you've got 4 women.
Bestiality, right?
Yeah, it's bestiality.
That's against the law, man.
No, it's against the law.
A lot of things are against the law. But
just out of curiosity, I've always
like it's against Sharia law.
Curiosity. Wait, what are you thinking?
What would actually happen if you were to like fuck an animal?
Yeah.
And let's say you made the animal pregnant.
Do you think you can get an animal pregnant, you fucking idiot? Do you think you can get another animal pregnant? Do you think there could be a mix between Iqbal and the fucking horse?
No, it's a genuine question because I've seen a fish that had human teeth.
You're talking about piranha.
Actual human teeth.
No, they got human teeth.
And then I saw a sheep that had a human face. So I was thinking to myself, wait a minute.
This guy's deep in it. Hold on, hold the fuck on.
I'm thinking, so people actually do this and wait.
So, okay, let's say there's a fish that has human teeth. Yeah. Do you think a man fucked a fish?
I've seen a video. No. It was funny enough.
It was the vibration.
No, it was on Facebook. He was making these weird clicking sounds. The fish came to me and he started getting.
When you say came.
No, as in like. It literally just ran.
It came on his face.
No. So hear me out. So he made these weird clicking sounds.
All right.
And the fish just randomly acknowledged this sound. It's like, Papa is here.
It's just fucking his dad.
And then he grabbed the fish.
It's fucking his dad.
No, hear me out. He grabbed the fish.
Okay.
And then he got his cock out. And he started.
Why were you watching this? How did you get.
I'll send this to you.
Hold on. Okay, Iqbal. Who sent this to you? You need to fucking report them straight away. How did you get this?
His penis But you could clearly see the fish sucking on the dick. God, it wasn't me searching this up. Someone sent this to me on Facebook.
Anyways, this fucking lady, on, yes.
But hold on, let's get back to the article, because you went. I mean, that's fucking problem
from,
in its own.
It went from Swansea to whales to fucking sheep to
fucking a fish.
Getting a blowy from a piranha, and then what are you on about?
What are you on about?
Clarification: it wasn't piranha; it was a haddock.
So okay, fine. He got a blow off a haddock.
Great. That makes it worse. But they're better, to be fair.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't know. They are quite tasty.
No, haddocks are nice.
They are quite nice.
No, like taste.
No, oh yeah, like, haddock.
On a dish.
Like in a fucking plate. That's when you. That's a different.
It sucked on my nose.
It's probably.
Yeah, but you watched it.
You watched it.
Anyway, before we get.
So, Christy, right?
Yeah.
Or Kirsty. It's Kirsty, not Christy. Kirsty.
Kirsty, we apologize for the incorrect name.
Fuck her, man. She's 17. She was 17 stone. 17 stone.
That's huge.
Wait, so how much is that in KG?
When lockdown started in March, I think it's over 100 something.
Over 115 at least.
That's not 115.
I'm joking, 110.
It's not.
Well, it doesn't. Right.
You're saying. All right. It started in March. She had COVID and went to hospital.
Okay.
And the doctor says you have. For 4 days. She was in hospital for 4 days. Like, COVID.
She had that many Big Macs.
No, COVID hit.
Oh, sorry. Oh, COVID. Oh, sorry.
And the doctor advised, obviously, you need to trim down a little bit. And then this bish bash bosh, she started going gym.
Okay.
And then she lost so much weight. And she's actually pretty fit right now.
Let's have a look at her.
No, to be fair.
I'd marry her.
I'll give out a 4
like,
out of
10. Oh, that is, no.
A 4 out of 10.
Hold the fuck. You're here wanking of a fish and you're giving her a 4 out of 10.
Mate, she's pretty.
Are you high?
Like, from what she was before, you got to remember.
Sorry. Oh, okay. To be fair, I'll give it a 6 out of 10 then.
Alright, 6 out of 10.
Have thank you. Listen, Iqbal has increased his rating to 6.
Look at her forehead. Sorry. I know where this is going. I take that back.
Do you want to talk about foreheads?
The
fucking number 8 ball over here. Talking shit.
I respect it, man. She lost, how much was it? 7 stone?
She lost 7 stone.
Fucking hell.
And she qualified for Miss Great Britain.
Wait, how long was that over? Like, was that over like 3-4 months or was that literally like...
It's COVID 2020, bro.
COVID 2020. Oh, so last year.
So it's about a year and a bit.
Fucking hell, that's crazy.
She spent $1,000 on Mackey's in 2019. She did the maths.
$1,000 on Mackey's?
In 2019. In a year.
Why
did she use those $1.99 bills?
To be fair, if you're willing to spend £1,000, and you don't give a shit about $1.99 bills.
That's true.
You want the fucking fillet of
you
fish with the fucking
thing, man.
With the Big Mac.
The big look, that's her. Look, that's natural.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I don't
but
know.
The thing is, that's natural.
Know.
That's got look. It's got no makeup.
She looks quite old.
She got no makeup. Bro. She's 31.
Certainly a MILF. I'll give back to you.
A MILF, not even a cougar. She don't know if she has kids or not.
Yeah, but respect that. You know, no, I respect 100%. People who actually like doctor warned her. Listen, you got to lose weight, or you're gonna fucking die.
Exactly.
Bang! She flipped the script.
She flipped the script.
She literally.
She said, "No more McChicken sandwiches."
Yeah, and she literally.
Yeah, no more McFlurries.
You know what? Do you think she? When she has a Big Mac, she has the gherkins or without the gherkins?
To be honest, I don't think she's a picky eater.
To be fair,
I don't think...
Sour sauce.
Yeah.
You know what? Have you guys had the curry sauce from McDonald's?
Banging.
Yeah, it's banging. Oh, it's nice.
That
it's nice.
Is a life changer.
So banging.
I've had curry sauce from the fish and chip shops. It's never
I don't like it. I don't like curry sauce from the chip shop.
But then I realised, I was thinking, this is too good to be true. So I looked at the ingredients and I saw alcohol.
Well, hold on. You saw. You're talking about stock for Allah. You're talking about stock for Allah.
He's not drinking this.
He's drinking water. He's
FYI,
drinking.
FYI, guys, I am drinking H2O. And if you don't know what H2O is, it's actually water.
H2O, that color.
That color.
Guys, don't drink and drive.
Also, after you have a shot of H2O, you should definitely have lime. Just saying.
Hint the
anyway, alhamdulillah.
Anyways,
respect
to her.
Respect to her.
She did well. You know,
she did really well.
She looks good now. Her confidence must be up. She must be feeling healthy.
Absolutely.
And yeah, it looked
more nimble on her feet.
Yeah, 100%.
Did she actually win Miss Great Britain?
No, I don't think she did, you know.
Well, she's
a 7 out of a 10.
Oh my days.
She's a finalist.
She's a finalist.
But still, finalist in Miss Great Britain.
How far would you reckon you'd go?
I think I'll get to the finals. What?
You get to the finals?
Missed.
What? As a fucking guest? In the audience? What do you mean you're here as a guest?
Mr. Sri Lanka.
We have Mr. Bengali over here.
One of the Tamil Tigers over here.
You know what? The viewers could decide. If you think back again to the semi-finals,
they wouldn't even let you. They wouldn't even let you in the fucking building. They wouldn't even let you park your car.
They'll probably think I'm the cleaners. But you know what? I'm a sexy cleaner. I'll tell you that.
What are you fucking telling us?
What are you telling me, bro?
What the fuck are you telling? Why are you telling two guys? Two heterosexual.
I'm not the fish, alright?
Yeah, we're not the fish, bro.
Listen, someone sent me that.
Put that away.
Someone sent me the video of the fish. Disclaimer: I did not.
It was a good-looking fish.
It had people teeth.
It had makeup on. Okay.
But does that not freak you out? But there's animals out there that have human characteristics.
But why are we back on this?
I don't care.
Alright, let's move on.
Anyways. On to the next one.
Whoa. Oh, should we be talking about... Oh, we need to do the next show.
I'm not going to lie. My head is going round in circles.
Alright, cool. So. Oh, yeah,
no more.
I think I'm gone.
Brother.
He's gone. Oh, bless him. Bless him.
Cause I know, it's H2O.
It's H2O.
We didn't actually like...
Sorry,
we didn't mute that bit.
We're keeping everything in here.
We're keeping everything in.
Well,
so
fuck it then. Let's keep it all in there.
Right. All right. Should we go to the next article?
It's Bardi's article. Big up that.
So
respect, Kirsty.
Right. Let's get on to the next article. So, in the topic of weight loss and Kirsty losing.
Big up.
My article is about a very famous world leader named Kim Jong-un.
Oh my God.
I love a Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
Have you seen any of you?
Oh, that is one of the best movies I've seen.
We're going to get onto the film in a second. Because it is related. However, recently, he's lost a bit of weight.
Really?
He's lost a bit of weight.
Oh, respect.
Himself, by having a procedure done, which is called the gastric band.
Mm.
What that is when they restrict the top of the stomach to allow only certain foods to go. Not certain foods, but a limited amount of foods to have left. Right. Now, as you can tell, if you compare me to fucking episode 17 when we first did the video podcast, I myself had lost a bit of weight. I had a slightly different procedure called...
Mashallah.
Done. Alhamdulillah.
Okay, yeah. Well, you're saying this while there's all alcohol on the table.
It's fine.
Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah again.
Okay. I had what's called...
We can't do that, bro.
We can do that. We've had what's called... Well, I've had what's called the gastric sleeve.
Yeah, so
I'm already one up. From a world leader, I'm already one up. Because the gastric sleeve is actually more effective. Do you know... Have you ever heard of that before?
You know what? For some reason, I can't explain it. So when you said gastric sleeve, I was thinking of, like, you know how they make sausages? And they have the little...
Are you talking about haram again?
Thing with a little machine. And
so when you go pick up your daily, like your weekly pork sausages.
I don't eat pork, I don't eat pig. Anything pig related, a stuff you lot, I would never touch it.
But alcohol is fine.
Let's move on to gastric.
So I've had a procedure recently. So I've had it in mid-June when I was away from work for about a few weeks.
Yeah.
Fine. What that does is it staples... your stomach together, and it gets rid of 80% of your stomach. So 80% of my stomach has been removed from my body.
So your weight loss is on finance.
My weight loss is on a fucking direct debit. If I don't pay the direct debit, they put 4 kg back on.
Just out of curiosity, how much is it actually costing you? Because I think a lot of people here watching are probably not. I wouldn't say obese.
Listen. It doesn't matter.
I'm starting to get a belly myself. And
you guys are fucking amateurs compared to what I was or am now.
You look like a stuffed pastrami.
Did you spend £1,000 in McDonald's a month?
Probably. A week, mate. I spent it on a week. I'm joking.
But the thing is...
Joking aside, how much it cost, it was a hefty amount. I won't exactly say how much. I won't give a figure, but it's completely fucking changed my life. So in the last 2 months, 2.5 months, well, no, since May... mid-May,
yeah,
when I had my first consultation till today, so we're in August, I've lost 31 kg.
That's a lot.
It's a huge number.
What's that in stones?
So in stones is about 4.6 stone.
It's big.
It's a huge number. It's 4.6 stones, and I think...
That's a big number. It's like Iqbal's max bench press.
Exactly.
It actually is.
Exactly.
It's not 31 kg.
However, the only reason that I mentioned this, and I thought it would be a good way for people to know that how I lost it, because people are asking me, and for me, I had to revert to having surgery done because it was that difficult for me to actually lose weight. But it's working.
Why was it difficult?
Because
it must be something.
Yeah, because it wasn't a physical restriction. It was a mental thing. So I can't stop thinking about food in my head. It's just the way my mind works. It's just like I have to think about food at all times. When we'll be at lunch and when we'll be all those places, I'm always thinking about when I'm going to eat, how much I'm going to eat.
What was your favourite food?
Honestly, I couldn't pinpoint it.
So if I've got like a nice little GDK kebab.
A GDK?
Yeah, man. German
doner.
Yeah.
I don't know about
that's
that.
That's banging.
Oh, that'll be amazing. However,
but the thing is,
I'll love that. Now, because of the surgery, it doesn't matter what I eat. I could only probably have as much as, let's say, this is. That's as much as food quantity I can have.
Fine.
Before I feel like I'm that full up that I need to throw up.
Yeah, the thing is about that, right?
Yeah.
Don't you feel depleted of energy?
In the beginning, yes. Obviously, you have to take multivitamins on a daily basis. And you do have to exercise to keep your energy levels up. But it hasn't been that much to the point where I can't function and do normal activities such as my job or going out or anything like that.
Surely you must feel like... A small plate of food is just not enough.
Here's the thing, though. My body tells me it is enough. You have to understand, I've got like a fucking Federal Reserve in here. There's plenty of energy in my body.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I don't see your tits anymore.
Exactly. They've shrunk. My bra size has gone down two sizes.
Know if you're wearing a sports bra or you just genuinely lost your tits?
I've lost my tits. Yeah. Guys ain't fucking shooting their nut in me anymore. I've lost everything. 30 kg is a big number.
That's a big number.
That's a big number.
Yeah, mate, I'm trying to gain weight because I'm going to gym now. I'm currently 75 kg.
Why are you trying to gain weight for?
Because I want to look big.
You don't want to look big, though.
No, as in like...
Hench.
Hench, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, here's
fucking steroids.
Take steroids.
But we never take illegal drugs.
Yeah, but you'll drink alcohol.
But you drink alcohol.
Let's move on.
Exactly.
You do take steroids. I'll tell you that for free there. Very fit.
I heard,
yeah, but they're also fucking infertile as well. Their dicks don't work. You've seen that. Have you seen
people?
They're slapping it like, work!
Work! You fucking cunt.
They look big, but in bed?
The thing is...
What are they like in bed,
Iqbal? It's like... yeah, that's a bit weird. Oh, fuck you, no.
But in bed? What do you mean?
But when you had too much alcohol, in bed...
It looks like I'm not going Barnes tonight then.
Oh.
We didn't mention that.
We didn't mention Barnes at all. I just had tea in Barnes. That's all I said. I said I had a tea.
To be fair, Barnes is a very nice area.
Lovely area, to be fair.
Lovely.
But imagine this. Now, I want to get back to the main article. So, Kim Jong-un you're a world dictator, right, and you fucking sleep next to a nuclear button, right? So, I want to be like, imagine you wake up and you go, for fuck's sake, like, it just fucking activates. I wouldn't be the one to tell him, Kim, can we just have 2 seconds, please? Yeah, can we just... Yeah. You've put on a bit of weight. We've had to make custom clothes for you. He's a fucking world leader. Have you heard what happened to his brother? He didn't want to give his brother power. It fucking turned up in Malaysia dead.
Was that his actual brother?
That was his actual brother.
His actual brother.
Now, if you're a world leader, now, what's the worst thing is, you can't comment if he's fat, because he'll kill you, and he's put up, so in the latest article, which was released yesterday by the Daily Express, it says, so it must be fucking 100% legit.
Daily Mirror, Daily Express, The Sun, you guys.
Daily Sport.
Exactly, but hold on. It said that people can't comment on his weight loss either, so you can't talk if he's fat, you can't talk if he's thin.
So he just got it for personal reasons. So,
exactly.
It's a mental thing.
So what? Everyone there are just silent then. They can't say anything.
No, in their heads, he's the best looking he's ever been.
It's like the movie, isn't it? It's like in the interview.
I don't know if you guys could confirm.
Do you know what happened with the interview? Do you know why they had to stop the release of the film?
That got banned, didn't it?
But do you know why?
No.
Because they were taking the piss out of his way, and this guy threatened an attack on Sony Pictures who was releasing the film.
Oh, I heard about that.
And they got so scared, because this guy sleeps, and they were like, we're not releasing it.
Yeah, they didn't release it in the mainstream cinemas. So what did they do? They released it on Netflix instead.
Yeah,
exactly.
I was thinking to myself, when I watched that film,
it's funny, man.
It is a funny film.
Do you remember the little fat kid?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Mind your body.
Oh.
No, it's fine. It's absolutely firework.
Miss Fatty Boom Boom.
It's quite nice, actually.
It's quite nice. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Like, he's lost all that weight, and no one had to tell him he had to get a fucking procedure done, just like me. And he doesn't want anyone to comment on it.
Is it true,
though? That's a bit weird.
He doesn't shit. There was stories
so,
out
there. Oh, so he released this story out to the public. So it's just a story, but I don't know if it's true or not, but there's obviously not.
Everyone has a tutti.
Yeah, of course.
Everyone has a tutti.
Everyone takes a shit every now and again.
It's tutti, bro.
It's a tutti.
I need to take a shit right now, but I'll wait.
It's fine. It's okay.
I'll go first. Outside.
No, but what the rumor that was released is that he never goes to the toilet.
Respect.
That was the rumor that was out there, that he doesn't go.
I'm surprised he hasn't been poisoned as of yet. As in, like, someone just killing him off.
But to be fair, though, do you know when he does?
That's fear.
But you know when he goes around.
You're too scared. You can't react.
Yeah, but surely
you can't react.
If people could escape North Korea, surely they could somehow kill him off.
Yeah, I'm not talking about killing Kim Jong-un, bro.
Also, what I did find out, so a true story, because obviously the one that he doesn't go to the toilet, that he tried to release to his public, is obviously not true. It's biologically impossible for you not to take his shit off.
Do you think he has COVID? Because he's been a bit silent lately.
I don't know, I'll fucking call him up and ask him, how the fuck am I supposed to know if he's got COVID or not? But I'll tell you one thing he does do, and this has been confirmed. So whenever he does go to other nations or speak to other nations, wherever he goes around, he carries his own Portaloo, so no one can poison him.
Wait, so he carries him?
Like it's a fucking Portaloo, bro.
Oh, wait, I think I know, because I have. You know what? When I was like,
what does he think people are gonna get fucking kill him through his ass?
When you guys are like 10 years old, did you guys do like potty training?
Yeah.
Do you think he just carries that around? There was one time
he probably has it in a bigger size than he does when he was 10.
I don't know if I should be saying this. Actually.
Do you know what? I think because it's the BJ report, I think you should be saying this.
I don't know if I should because it's public humiliation. So, I must have been like 10 or 12 years old.
Oh, so you're talking about yourself?
Are you talking about yourself?
Oh, that's fine. Say what
Iqbal, go crazy, bro.
Yeah, I might as well. I had a few drinks, so.
Of water.
H2O, guys, do not drink and drive. Okay.
That was the most shittiest sip
I've ever had. Not only was the sip so shit, the toast was fucking dog crap as well. But anyway, what were you going to say when you were 10, 11 years old?
10 or 12 years old. And I think my uncle was in the toilet.
This is when it gets weird.
Yeah, it's a bit weird because, like, we only had one toilet at the time. We didn't build a second toilet. Obviously, now we have a second toilet. So I was, like, knocking
luxury.
The door.
Oh, yeah, fucking luxury,
like. I need to take a tutty. Like,
uncle! I
literally just got in the toilet. I can't let you in.
Right.
So then I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to shit myself. What can I do? So I went into the bathroom. So bear in mind, our bathroom is separate to our toilet. I went to the bathroom, looking into the toilet. I was like, fuck, should I shit in the toilet in the bathroom?
Or the sink?
In the sink, exactly. And I was like, oh, fucking hell, I can't do that. So I opened the cupboard. I was like, yes, I have a little potty trainer.
So I
shat on the potty trainer.
Did it overfill? It overflowed?
No. So I was shitting on the potty trainer, forgot to shut the door. So my uncle comes out. Bearing in mind, this toilet didn't have a wash basin. So he went into
the bathroom. What kind of fucking toilet is this? It's separate from the...
No. So basically, it's a toilet with the toilet roll. And you probably had the Aki Cap power squirter, right?
Fair enough.
Power squirter, yeah. I've got one at home, by the way.
And then the basin's actually in the bathroom, which is literally...
Oh, right. But where were you? With the basin and the shower? Yeah.
So I was in the basin with the...
So basically, okay. You were probably in the bathtub taking a tutti in this fucking thing.
No, I wasn't. I was contemplating.
I was in the balcony.
So where did you take the shit?
There was a potty trainer.
Yeah, but where was the potty trainer placed?
Oh, it was literally...
Was it on the floor?
On the floor, yeah.
But where? In the fucking middle. House.
Okay, fine, you know,
Imagine this is the toilet.
Yeah, put it like that. So there's a bathtub, right?
Yeah.
Bathtub here. basin hair, there. Me hair, and I just shat where the basin is. Oh no, wait,
basically, what he should have done was going into the bathtub, okay, shit in the potty trainer, in the bathtub, and then close the shower curtain. You got a shower curtain?
Yeah, I got a shower curtain.
Yeah, there you go.
The problem is, the holes aren't big enough, so when you put the shower on, how would the shit flush? No,
but the thing is, I'm not saying shit in the bathtub.
Oh, shit. Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Shit into the potty trainer. Of course,
I was
in
only 12 years old.
So you mean you went from 10 to 11? This happened last week.
Did you have hair then?
We'll talk about hair in the next episode.
No, what the fuck? We're fucking talking about it now.
Well, fuck then.
So when did you start?
So hold on. Forget about the potty trainer. So how old are you? You're 25.
No, but I didn't.
And you've lost your hair.
I didn't finish the story. You're so a dickhead. I was 12 years old. I shat with the potty trainer. My uncle came and was like, I need to wash my hands. Open the door. Fucking hell, what are you doing? He took his phone out, started taking a photo, and I thought he was a fucking nonce.
You thought it was a nonce?
Yeah.
But your uncle, it's funny. His jokes, a bit banter.
Yeah, until this day.
Does he still have the photo?
On my birthday, he keeps sending me this picture of me taking a shit.
Do you have a photo on your phone?
Do you know what? I do, but it's in Google Photos because I ran out of data.
Some fucking freshy.
Well, proper fresh. I've never shat in...
Well, here's the thing. No, but what I want to get onto the topic is, in preparation of the show, me and Jerry were talking about, obviously, different articles to mention, and he actually mentioned a different article about McDonald's, about how someone had bought another person McDonald's for free, and it turned out, in hopes that they were homeless, they were like, listen, there's a homeless person at McDonald's, let me buy them food, but it turns out they were just an ordinary customer.
Really?
That's actually true.
How on earth did they come?
But you got to think about it, right?
If
you look scruffy, you go into...
Right, should we do another shot as we're talking?
If you go into Shoreditch, right?
Yeah.
And you see, like, there's a lot of hippies and hipsters there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but most of them look like that because it's cool.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not going to lie, sometimes I look like a fucking...
Yeah, homeless. You should see my brother. His swag is great, but sometimes he looks a bit scary.
Yeah, I wear like the oversized tee, the oversized trousers. You know what? Boot cuts are coming into fashion.
Oh, you wear your boot cuts.
I'll tell you that right now. I know. Hear it from me from first.
Oh, my God.
You mentioned this
boot
the other day.
I'm just personally not a fan of boot cuts. I never used to wear them. I used to wear straight fits. How old are you?
24.
Oh, you're 24, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you're actually 24.
I had to think. But
I'm slightly older than you, right? Just slightly.
42.
My swag.
13 age.
Freedom pass. Swag. Like, I'm Asian and I look great, by the way.
That's
fuck
what he
you.
Thinks.
I may be surprised.
You look like Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
You actually do.
If you got skin fade.
I've got the same haircut.
Get a little star on.
And wear those fucking overalls that you wear.
Yeah, 100%. So, yeah, all right, fine. So, basically, my swag used to be the same as what the kids are wearing now. Yeah,
Well, I didn't fucking know him back then.
My dress sense used to be like that. I used to wear all the same shit.
What fucking happened, mate? Because you look like a fucking tramp.
I do not look like a tramp.
I'm joking.
No, but hold on. What I wanted to get on was, we were discussing the show and we were talking about an article. Should we include this or should we not include it in the show? And usually we don't confer with articles unless we're 100% sure, right? Let's quickly.
I need to take a piss.
Shut up, man. We're not taking a piss. Right, let's go.
This is too much. I had too many shots. Oh my god.
You've had so much lime and we haven't had that many shots.
Oh, right. 3, 2, 1. Let's do it.
Are we pinning there? I think it'll be nice.
No, but Jerry, do you remember one article?
Yeah.
That we mentioned where there's a man that goes around giving homeless people haircuts for free.
Yeah, that was one, yeah.
And our immediate thought was, because Iqbal was our first guest on the show, we should definitely talk about his fucking bald head.
You know what?
Hold on, before we get into it, at what age did you start losing your hair?
Tell me the story of that.
Because that looks fucking severe.
Because I remember when you first started, you were getting like proper fades.
He had about four hairs going to the left and four hairs going to the right. He had the skin fade and it looked like a halo.
Was that Homer Simpson?
It looked like a halo.
To be fair, I started, you know what, this is such a personal thing to me, but it's got to a point now where I just opened up now. I'm like, fuck it.
Are you upset?
I'm not upset. Like,
This isn't the fucking Trisha show. It's the BJ report.
Know,
talk.
Really, you know what? And the second,
if it really hurts your feelings, like I'm telling you,
no, it doesn't. Like,
it's all right.
It's got to a point now where I just fucking accepted it. I'm like, yeah. You know what? I fucking reached that age. Like, fuck whatever anyone thinks about me. Live my life. And to be fair, like, true story, I'm not even lying to you. Since I've actually done a zero or. At number one.
However, shaving my hair. Just to interrupt, remember, we met each other about 2 years ago. And since day one, because he actually used to keep the top, however much there was. I said to him, I was like, shave it off because it looks better.
The thing with me, I started losing my hair, what was it, second year of uni?
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah. First year of uni, I had thick hair. If I showed you guys photos, you'd be like, fucking hell.
What happened?
I actually don't know. So I went to the doctors thinking, mate, something's going on. It must be my hormones. It must be something. Like, did your granddad lose your hair? I was like, yes. Is your dad losing hair? I was like, yes, he's bald. It's genetics. I just accepted the fact. And then, yeah, third year, uni, I was losing hair. I was getting stressed. I was like, you know, dissertation, fuck. Everything. And I was like, fuck.
All the cocaine and hookers.
Cocaine. Not cocaine, but hookers, definitely.
Nah. Can I get a hi? Fuck me. But yeah. So it was in university that you noticed that.
So I think I must have been getting stressed. I think stress plays a massive part.
Listen, stress does play a part, but that's mainly genetic.
Yeah, it's mainly
like genetic. When it's that bad, it's genetic.
Yeah, I have the island, which I don't know if you guys know. It's like literally just hair on the sides, bald on the top.
Oh, when do you get those fucking hair things, man? Like a,
you know what? You're thinking about a little powder stuff.
No, not powder.
No, when they glue hair.
I saw that on Facebook. I don't know how Facebook knows, but they think that. I think they know.
They can see your fucking profile picture, bro. They don't have to guess that you're bald.
Yeah. No, you're probably
saying I'm balding.
You're saying you're probably searching things.
You're probably right.
There's facts. You're searching facts. Things on your web browser.
I think I was searching something like
how to grow hair back
in Turkey at one point when I was in.
Would you ever get a transplant?
You know what? It's got to a point now where I think like
there's no point.
There's no point.
Maybe it suits you.
You know what? If Jason Statham
he pulls off
Statham,
Jason Statham, The Rock, Vin Diesel,
they
pull
the
off
Rock.
The bald head.
Statham.
As long as I'm like big and bolo. And you know what? It's got to a point. You know what? No cap, white hair. When I was actually.
Literally, no cap.
Yeah.
Literally, no cap. When I was shaving my hair off, I think I've become more confident.
Okay.
And I feel like I've got more pussy. Not even chatting shit to you right now.
You know what? I mentioned that to you. I mentioned that to you as well. I said, you probably got one more
woman. You guys have actually mentioned this to me.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? Nah, man. You know what? I need to get the skin thing.
But I told you this. I literally said to you, get that fucking thing.
And where my barber was saying, was like, you know what? I like you as a guy. And
yeah.
You've been coming here for God knows how many years. But I think you just need to accept it. And that hit me. That literally. It wasn't you guys. You guys played a part.
Yeah.
But it's when my barber. My barber for the last 4 years.
He doesn't like you.
He's like, I can't get any fucking profit from this.
To be fair,
listen,
I
what
can't
the fuck?
Fade this.
But this takes me about 30 seconds. This takes me about 30 seconds. Look, it's to gone, fair, bro.
Like when I was waiting to get my haircut done, I was at least 30, 40 minutes. For me, it was minimum 5 minutes because there's nothing to cut.
Literally.
Were you paying and getting your haircut at the same time? This guy's paying.
It's got to a point where he actually felt bad taking money from me. So, you know, like...
He'd probably take longer doing your eyebrows.
My haircut is 15 quid. Beard is 10 quid. He only took 15 quid. Because it took that quick to cut my hair and do my beard. He felt bad taking an extra 10 quid.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. 100%. Like, he's known you for 4 years, he's been cutting your
exactly.
hair.
Exactly.
Look, at the end of the day, you've accepted it. Respect.
Yeah.
You've done well.
We've done well.
Fucking look at you. You've lost 31 kg.
I've lost 31 kg and continue losing every single day.
It's
been great.
Hair, thank God.
Jerry still looks like Kim Jong-un.
Yeah,
we're
exactly.
trying to get that fixed.
Respect.
But
all honesty, man, like, respect you guys opening up.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
It's all good, man.
My pleasure.
No, thank you. And thank you very much for joining, for being our first guest on the BJ Report. This would be much more consistent. Obviously, I had to take some time out for personal reasons to...
They know now. He got time out to get a colonoscopy.
Well, I guess he
gets something shoved up his ass.
So can
they have a look at his stomach?
They can
anal plug.
Yeah, they're looking through his intestines to make sure there's procedure was safe. Yeah.
Do you think
intestines.
You become more funny?
Listen, don't. I swear to you, I'm not gonna lie. I fucking tell you this, right?
Are you still a comedy?
Listen,
I think, Jerry,
I've got to tell you this, because I've been seeing nurses, nutritionists, and surgeons, and I swear to you, I didn't give a shit about any of the side effects. They also said that at some point I could even lose my hair, which I haven't, you know, in the beginning because of not having the right vitamins. The only thing I cared about was me still being funny after weight loss. That's the only thing I gave a shit about. I didn't give a shit about food.
What I'm trying to say is, right?
I am still a comedy genius.
Okay, you've lost a fraction of that.
Okay.
You're funnier when you're bigger.
Listen, I swear to you, don't fucking lie. These guys are doing it to wind me up.
Jerry has a point.
It's like Jonah Hill.
Right, thank you for very much.
No.
I'm telling you.
Jonah Hill.
I swear to you, we will fall out.
Jonah Hill was hilarious in...
When he was big.
It's super bad. Hilarious.
War Dogs.
War Dogs.
I wasn't thinking about PS4.
So, War Dogs, he was funny. He was big.
Yeah.
He was skinny.
He was thinner.
He was thinner.
He was thinner.
Yeah. Super bad.
Fat.
Fucking fat and hilarious.
Yeah. Moneyball, he was actually all right.
What was it where he was really skinny? 22 Jump Street. He was like mad.
Yeah, that was crazy.
He's funny, 40-year-old virgin when he's trying to buy the shoes. Yeah. The fish inside. Well, not your kind of fish.
There's some girls in work who have those shoes.
Oh, fucking hell. But listen, I swear to you.
I'm actually
scared about that. That was my only concern.
You're still a funny guy. That's it.
Listen, I am. That's my only concern.
You make the workplace how it is.
Yeah, to be fair.
No, you're a good guy.
Thank you very much. I do try to bring a certain level of atmosphere and quality to the joke. But let's wrap this up. Thank you for being our first guest on the BJ Report.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Listen, guys.
Respect the man them.
Respect the man them.
Please, do email in any news articles that you come across that you think will be funny. And if you want to be on the show as well, if you come across an article and you said, you know what? This will be funny and I want to talk about it on the show. Bring it to us. So contact at thebjreport.com. Email us. And we'll definitely be on there. And what's our Instagram, Jerry?
_thebjreport.
You know what? I actually want to mention this to the audience.
Yeah.
If you don't like and subscribe, your mum's a hoe.
That's coming from...
Your mum's probably a hoe anyway.
Probably, yeah.
However, please do like and subscribe. Please do like and give us feedback. You know, you like it, you didn't like it, let us know. Not that we're going to do anything with it, because we're going to still be talking shit. But it'll be great.
I'm missing an absolute shag right now for this fucking show. So you better like...
Yeah, but you're so drunk, you can't get out.
What a fucking friend he is.
I've drank so much, my fucking tutti doesn't even fucking go up anymore.
His tutti doesn't go up. No, but thank you very much.
Appreciate it, thank you.
And until next time... You know, take care, stay safe. COVID is still out there, but thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.
Thank you very much. Goodbye. Thank you.